Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're going to talk about the natural approach to ear infections. Well, let's just talk first on what causes ear infections.
Well, the main thing is people are looking at ear infections. The most common thing that they think of is the bacterial infections, but that actually is actually a secondary type of aspect of the ear infections.
So you can call it an ear infection without
sure about
the bacterial.
Only about 20% of them go into a bacterial infection. The initial is usually viral.
Okay.
So kids will get a viral infection, and then because of the opportunistic bacteria, when you actually have the closed up eustachian tubes, then the bacteria can start to grow, and then they get the secondary bacterial infection. So if you can keep the child from actually getting the viral, usually you can keep them from getting the bacterial.
Now you were talking about eustachian tube. Eustachian tube is part of the ear?
Yeah, the eustachian tube is actually the key to the ears in preventing ear infections.
Mm-hmm.
The eustachian tube is usually what actually closes up prior to getting the ear infection. It's not the other way around. And the eustachian tube goes from the middle ear, actually drains down into the throat. So if you can keep the eustachian tube open, then you aren't going to have the pressure in there. Not going to have the pain. That is the key to actually preventing the ear infections. It's also a key for a lot of the sinus infections, too, that actually go on. A lot of the upper respiratory infections. One of the main things that we do is we're checking our patients for even for their adjustments. I always check the eustachian tubes and make sure that that's opened up, because it will really prevent a lot of the issues that even adults actually suffer from, let alone children. But that is part of our exam and something that we check on, and has a lot to do with the immunity and the health of an individual.
And I know when we talk about ear infections, the medical term is otitis media, correct?
Otitis media, sure.
So we might be bouncing back and forth between.
Sure, and it's just a middle ear infection is what they're looking at.
Okay. And that's real interesting about the eustachian tube. So you say once that closes up,
yes,
it can go into that bacterial infection.
Yeah, and there can actually be several reasons why that ear actually closes up. One of the things that I teach parents and even adults as we're dealing with the eustachian tube, the muscle of the eustachian tube is the same material, the same kind of muscle as the small intestine.
Mm.
So one of the things that I always tell people that the gut is the key to the health of the eustachian tube.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you actually get an inflammation of the small intestine, it also inflames the eustachian tube, and they'll actually close up. So trying to make sure that the gut is actually healthy, not inflammatory,
mm-hmm.
That is a huge part of actually getting the ears and the eustachian tubes from getting closed up. And oftentimes, as you're dealing with children and adults, that's a big place to actually go to.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact,
you're talking about the gut.
The gut, yeah. Mm-hmm. 80% of the immune system is around the gut, and there's a good reason, because that's where most of the infections will actually enter into the body. So looking at the gut, one of the things is that the United States government has actually done a huge project to actually examine the gut, the floor of the gut, and from their studies has found that is really the key to the immune system.
Mm.
Is looking at the gut, and the health of the gut will actually determine the health of your immune system. So any time that you're talking about any type of chronic infections that a child or an adult might be getting, if you actually can fix the gut, then you can usually solve that problem.
I know that's something at the Prather Wellness Center, that we look at.
analyzed very closely, and the researchers are just emphatic that that is a huge area to look at, also very important for any type of autoimmune diseases.
Mm-hmm. So ear infection is not only a childhood problem.
Sure.
You see it with adults?
Yes, we see a lot of problems with adults. One of the major why it's much more susceptible on children is because children actually don't have the angles on the eustachian tube yet. As they are growing, then they will actually develop the angle where it's actually a sloped angle instead of a straight. Mm-hmm. So children are much more susceptible to ear infections just because of the angles of the eustachian tube is more of a flat line, mm-hmm. instead of an angle type of thing where it can actually drain. So children are more susceptible than adults just because of the shortness of the eustachian tube, and then also the angle of the eustachian tube at that point.
Mm, interesting. You know, I was looking up some statistics. They said three out of four children,
right.
experience ear infection by the time they're 3 years old. Wow.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, one of the things that I actually tell moms when they come in, women who are thinking about getting pregnant or pregnant, mm-hmm. is to make sure that their health is up to par. Because oftentimes the children are actually born with a susceptibility to all the different types of problems that are associated with that. The moms who actually go through actually get their bowels checked to see if they have a low level of yeast, don't have any parasites, have a high bacterial count, good short-chain fatty acids in the gut that actually nourish it. A good healthy gut in a mom is going to transfer to the child. And that's one of the main ways that a child will actually pick up their immune system, mm-hmm. is through the health of the mom. Because what the mom has, the gut flora, is going to be the same gut flora as a child. Now, mm-hmm. children, actually babies, as adults, we don't have a sensitivity in our gut. A lot of the sensitivity is gone by about the age of two. But if a child has an inflammation in the gut, they actually double up and cry. And
is that part of colic?
No, that is actually colic. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, a colicky baby is probably going to get ear infections because, again, we're talking about the gut.
The gut.
So mm-hmm. if you have a child who isn't colicky, they aren't going to get ear infections. Mm-hmm. If you actually have a child who is colicky, you can pretty well guarantee that they're going to have ear infections. So trying to keep that very healthy, keep the gut flora up to where it needs to be. One, you're going to have a child that actually sleeps through the night, mm-hmm. and you're not going to be up all night taking care of ear problems. So as I'm talking to
That's women, enough to motivate you.
So I say, you know, this is really worth it, you know, mm-hmm. because it has a huge effect on the development of a child. And you can really get into a lot of even learning disabilities. Mm-hmm. Children who have antibiotics six or more before the age of five are going to account for the vast majority of children who have ADD and ADHD. Mm-hmm. So there's a very strong correlation with the number of ear infections, antibiotics that they take, and learning disabilities.
That's interesting. Huh? I know we've been very fortunate with our kids, never had any ear infections. And like you said, it's very important that you work on the health of their gut and
sure.
the mother's gut before she gets pregnant. That makes, you know, total sense.
Well, we definitely tried to make sure that yours was working fine mm-hmm. beforehand.
Yeah, I think I remember, too, our oldest, we would give him a little acidophilus when he was an infant, you know, to help the gut along.
Yes.
And we're going to be, you know, talking about treatments here. But what are some of the signs of an ear infection?
Ear infections, what you're looking for is a child that's, cranky and then also pulls on their ears, has their hands going up there. You know, of course, there can be some fever, There's the inability to actually console the child. Mm-hmm. You also, one of the things that you want to watch out for is that they do actually have colicky type symptoms. And that can actually be something that can be an indication to actually watch their ears. If you actually feel behind right below the lower lobe, mm-hmm. You can actually feel a little bit of swelling. And if you press down on it, the baby will try to actually get away from you because it's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. For adults, we can actually go up there and check their eustachian tubes just by palpating that. And the adults will also try to pull away from you. So you can actually feel the swelling in there. I've taught many moms just to feel back in there, and they can actually feel it kind of puffy. And they can actually tell when it's actually swelling.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic mm-hmm. finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those mm-hmm. and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure function model. Mm. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had. Okay. And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results. Mm. They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days. Mm-hmm. They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures, and a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits. Mm-hmm. There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models, mm-hmm. they gave the structure function model as the primary care mm-hmm. coming in a 96% satisfaction rating, mm-hmm. and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're going to talk about the natural approach to ear infections. Very interesting statistic. We talked about 3 of 4 children experience ear infections by the time they're 3 years old, which has, you know, major impact on their lives. You were saying an increase in ADHD. I mean, when you have an ear infection, you have trouble hearing.
Sure, it can actually lead to hearing loss and learning disabilities, all those different types of things that can place a huge burden on the child.
Mm-hmm.
But also, having ear infections is a sign that the child's immune system isn't up to par.
Mm-hmm.
Ear infections are not a normal part of childhood. That's not something that they should actually be experiencing.
It almost seems like they are, though, so many. Three of four children.
Absolutely, and but that isn't something that's actually necessary.
Mm-hmm.
If a child has a healthy immune system, they shouldn't actually have any ear infections. So you're talking about three out of four children who have a weakened immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously... Already. Obviously, something needs to be done, and it isn't really addressed,
right?
By the normal medical community. That's not something that they actually work on, is keeping the immune system up.
Right, right. And we're going to talk about that because
sure.
We practice structure function medicine, and our focus is boosting the immune system. But let's talk about antibiotics.
Okay.
How effective are antibiotics for ear infections?
Well, the research that they decided that antibiotics were an effective form of treatment for ear infections came out of the University of Pittsburgh. And the initial researcher who was actually doing the study on amoxicillin and its effect on ear infections actually ruled that the ear infections were actually turned into what was called glue ear. By the antibiotics, and that his recommendation was not to use it, that it wasn't effective, and that it would actually lead to an increase in further ear infections. Matter of fact, kids who actually have use antibiotics for their ear infections are three times more likely to actually have an ear infection afterwards than those who don't.
So why do they keep giving out antibiotics?
Well, the gentleman was actually fired by the pharmaceutical company that was sponsoring it after he found out... After he did his research, and they moved up assistant who actually changed the data and said that it was effective, and he also got a $2 million grant, mm-hmm. which he pocketed, to actually come up with that information, which is something that is on record. And
We have these campaigns for... smoking and all that, and here, what are we doing for our children?
Sure.
Their health. It's just a terrible way to start.
Right, and really it needs to be something that pharmaceuticals, you can't take a pharmaceutical and boost your immune system. So there isn't the emphasis by the pharmaceutical company to actually push that. What you have to do is as you're looking at this is, one, if you actually have an ear infection, the best way to actually treat it is through natural means.
And we're going to talk about that. Let's go back, though. How do you know you have an ear infection?
Well, of course, you need to absolutely sure you need to take them into the doctor. They use an otoscope to look down into the ear, and you can actually pick up if there is an ear infection going on. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that moms can do is online, you can actually buy a very small otoscope and then actually get used to looking in your own child's ear.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that I've actually taught moms to do so that they can actually become not dependent upon the doctor for actually discovering that, but actually on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Also, being used to feeling their child's neck and behind their ears, getting used to that. That's one thing that I like to teach moms to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they can get used to that, looking in their child's ear, it's a very simple process. And I have a lot of moms look in the ear and they can actually see the difference on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that when they actually come into the doctor, they already know that the child has an ear infection, not that they're actually asking if there's an ear infection.
Mm-hmm.
If it's viral, usually you aren't going to have the redness in there. Usually it's a bacterial infection that will kick that off, so you can actually tell whether it's viral or bacterial. And one of the things that you don't want to do is if it is a viral infection that's kicking off the ear infection, they have found that the vast majority of time that the child is actually prescribed an antibiotic.
For a viral.
For a viral. And antibiotics don't actually help viral infections, though oftentimes you can actually see a decrease in fever in the child. But what you're actually doing with an antibiotic is it actually lowers the immune system. Matter of fact, it takes for a 10-day treatment of antibiotics, it takes 3 months for the immune system to get back to where it normally was.
Say that again, because that's very important. So for a 10-day...
10-day cycle of antibiotics, it actually takes 3 months to actually for the immune system to recover its former strength.
Wow.
So if you weaken the immune system, then yes, you are going to get some change in symptoms, but the virus actually becomes stronger because you're actually weakening the immune system. The antibiotics don't do anything for the virus itself, except it weakens the immune system so you don't seem to have the symptoms that are associated with your body trying to fight the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually encouraging a deeper infection than what you had before. Very bad thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, one of the things is if you really do have a bacterial infection and you stop the antibiotic before the full 10 days, you actually help to encourage what they call superbugs. And a matter of fact, 40% of the type of bacteria that actually causes ear infections, I won't get into exactly what those are, but are actually antibiotic resistant at this point. One of the dangers that we have, and one of the things that's very well proven, is antibiotics are absolutely fantastic and a lifesaver when you need them. Nothing against antibiotics whatsoever. I think they're absolutely a marvelous tool in our health arsenal. But we have been handing out antibiotics like candy, no pun intended, to the children and to adults. Whenever, and that seemed to be a way that the mom was satisfied and the doctor was satisfied and seemed to be doing his job, whereas he sit there and look in the ear and say, yeah, the kid's got an ear infection, it's probably viral, there's nothing I can do. That doesn't go over very well for someone who has just been up all night taking care of their child. So what oftentimes happens is they're given an antibiotic. That actually, one, reduces the child's ability to respond to the antibiotic when it's actually needed, because you actually develop a resistance. You also are making superbugs that are no longer sensitive to antibiotics. As a matter of fact, one of the major concerns, health concerns, that the National Institute of Health has been working on and the pharmaceutical companies is trying to keep ahead of the antibiotics because they are becoming so resistant of the bacterias that trying to keep ahead with new antibiotics. And we have pretty well lost the race. So responsible use of antibiotics is a very, very important type of thing. Do not demand from your doctor to give you an antibiotic unless there really is a bacterial infection. And there are definite procedures to find out which antibiotic is actually workable and which ones are not. Thus saying that, there are ways to actually treat these types of things, and you have to go natural. You can't go pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm.
So finding someone who can actually work in a structure function manner that can actually give some immediate relief to your child and a good night's sleep to you is something that is important to find.
Yeah. I wasn't the inventor of the antibiotics, too. His whole thing was, I mean, he would be appalled at the overuse of them.
Right. That was absolutely something that he stated and made it very clear was his main fear was that antibiotics would be handed out like candy as a palliative type of thing instead of actually saving those for the life-threatening situations that it was actually designed for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that he actually stated. There's actually a group of doctors who have come out and formed an organization against the indiscriminate use of antibiotics because it is a very serious and dangerous type of thing that we're heading into.
Right. Well, let's talk about ear tubes. How effective are ear tubes?
Well, the idea of actually lancing the tympanic membrane, basically the eardrum, is something that's very, very old. And when you actually had a pressure in through there, most of the pain was the pressure against that tympanic membrane. So if you went in there and actually lanced it, was a very old type of a treatment, then you could get some immediate relief. The idea of the ear tube was, well, let's just make a permanent lance instead of keep on lancing it and scarring it. If we put an ear tube in there, then we can have a continual drainage and keep the child from actually going into the pain cycle. Mm-hmm. However, that's not really solving the problem. That's solving a lot of the symptoms. Mm-hmm. That can be something that is necessary, but it's not really addressing the root of the problem. When a child actually has that, trying to find another alternative, which we actually have for immediate relief mm-hmm. instead of lancing the tympanic membrane and forming scar tissue and having hearing loss and all those types of things. There are very, very nice, natural, and safe ways to actually take care of that.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about that. Up next, we're going to talk about the natural treatments to ear infections, so you don't want to miss that.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I do love the vegetarians. I always get a kick out of when they try and impress you. They're like, I haven't had meat in 5 years. I haven't had a banana in a month. I see me bragging about it.
Do you know what they do to those chickens?
No, but it's delicious. Don't get me wrong, I love animals. I just love to eat them more. Fun to pet, better to chew.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're going to talk about the natural approach to ear infections, and it's been very informative, so far. And you keep talking about our gut, and our gut is our immune system. And I know, for me, when I haven't been eating well or I feel the backup in my eustachian tubes,
sure.
And you had talked about, the muscle, the smooth muscle is the same muscle.
In the eustachian tube as it is in the small intestine.
Small intestine.
Exactly same muscle.
Very, very interesting. So our diet is very important.
Sure.
To our health. We know that. But let's talk about the natural approaches that you offer at the Prather Wellness Center for the treatment of ear infections.
Well, when we actually get a child in and moms bring in their kids with a active ear infection quite often, of course they want to get relief as quickly as possible. So one of the first things that we do is we actually manually open up the eustachian tube. And there is actually a couple of different procedures that you can actually do along those lines. Is first off, you can just grab the earlobe itself, and if you pull out and then a gentle, quick downward thrust, you can actually hear the eustachian tube go pop. Mm-hmm. And I do that quite often on adults and on children. Kids with a sore eustachian tube aren't real happy with me right at that point, but there is actually an immediate relief. There's also something called the Galbreath maneuver, which I teach moms to do on their kids, where it's actually you take it right behind the earlobe, and then you actually pull down right along the jawline, and that will actually drain out the lymphatic tissue. Mm-hmm. That was named after an osteopath, Dr. Galbreath, and it actually helps to open up the eustachian tubes and will actually drain the lymphatic system. And if you do that long enough, you will actually get a child who is in a lot of pain, and all of a sudden the pain will go away. Mm-hmm. Also, if you open up the eustachian tube, you start to get the draining of that fluid instead of going through the tympanic membrane. You go through, open up the eustachian tube, and you get the drainage the natural type of way, which is much, much better.
It's really interesting, too. Our children, you know, that come into the office, mm-hmm. they know when they need Dr. Prather to pull on their ears.
They will actually say that.
They say, Mom, I need to go see Dr. Prather. Yeah.
Very young, kids. At a very young age, mm-hmm. they can tell the difference immediately. The other thing is, along with that, is the chiropractic adjustments. You need to keep the jaws aligned up. You need to keep the neck lined up, because that has a huge effect on the drainage of that lymphatic tissue. So regular chiropractic adjustments can actually help prevent those from actually backing up. So we do a direct adjustment on the eustachian tube and the lymphatic system. And then we also adjust the cervical spine and the jaw. The kids actually absolutely love that. I don't have any child that really struggles on that, because it's a very gentle type of procedure and they actually feel better immediately. Mm-hmm. So those things are very important. A couple of other things that we have along those lines is we have a diathermy unit. And a diathermy unit is basically a large magnet that you actually put up against the ear. And what it does is it actually increases blood flow and lymphatic flow. So it will actually open up the blood so that you good immune system is actually going into, you're getting a lot of blood in through the area, but you're also opening up the lymphatic tissue to actually drain. So I can remember we had a little guy who was just in terrible, terrible pain. We had talked to them. They had already done 3 antibiotics on him and just getting worse. And they brought him in. And he was just a mess. They had been up all night, and they were looking at me like, you know, please help. Mm-hmm. And we got him over. First, I opened up the ear. We did an adjustment on the atlas. Then we got him on the diathermy unit. And within 15 minutes, he was up, running around, happy little guy, absolutely no pain whatsoever.
The parents said, we're going to get some sleep.
Yay! And the parents were like, oh my gosh, this is so much better than the antibiotic, because we just didn't, you know, right. see that kind of result. So the results, if you have someone who knows how to treat a ear infection, are actually quicker than if you were taking an antibiotic. And the results are actually much more long-lasting, because you're getting to the root of the problem. You're not destroying
the gut.
Well, you know, one of the major problems with the antibiotic is, one, a vast majority of the bacterial anymore are no longer actually susceptible to the antibiotics. So that's something that's been well proven. The other thing is that oftentimes the majority of them are viral instead of bacterial. So you're just, you know, wasting your time, and then the immune system takes 3 months to actually recuperate. You're also cutting down on your child's ability if they actually need an antibiotic at some time point in their life, where it's a life-saving type of procedure. They are no, you know, if they've never had one before, they're much more, it responds much better. And right. You haven't actually eliminated some of the antibiotics that that they should be able to take. So that's very good. Then also the antibiotics they have proven have a very devastating effect on the gut flora. They used to think that it would just be a temporary type of thing and then the gut flora would actually come back. But that's not what the latest research is actually finding. Mm. As they've been doing the research to see what the long-term types of effects on humans of taking an antibiotic and seeing what's happening on the gut floor, is they were actually testing it a year, even 2 years later, and still the gut floor had not actually recuperated and gotten back to its normal level. Plus, it has actually eliminated the bacteria and actually had, because you have the bacteria eliminated the whole gut pH, the chemistry of the whole gut actually changed. There was actually opportunistic yeast that came in, opportunistic bacteria, and an increase in parasitic infections. Mm. So then you're actually talking about an increased immune stress on the system. So antibiotics should be used with a great deal of caution. When you have actually had an antibiotic, you need to have your gut flora checked in a timely manner, usually in about 3 months afterwards, just to see if there is some decrease in the normal bacteria and what needs to be done to actually heal that back up. And then as you are carrying a baby, you need to, before you get pregnant, it's good to make sure that you've got a good, healthy gut, good, healthy immune system, because that's going to transfer to the child.
Yeah, and I know we have women that are thinking of getting pregnant, come into our office, you know, to get checked, to get the diagnostics before they get pregnant. And
a very smart type of a procedure on that. Mm-hmm. Then also, it's a very easy type of test just to check out the baby, see where they are. So you just gather up some of the stool, we send it off to the labs, and we can find out exactly what's going on inside the gut. And as we can get that normalized, then that does wonders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk about the lab tests that you recommend, for the health of the immune system.
The blood tests are absolutely essential. We get a very thorough picture on that and tells exactly where the immune system is and the rest of the health of the body. That's one of the reasons that we've designed out our blood work the way it is to give a good picture, an overall picture. Basically, every organ system of the body, including the immune system, will show up in the blood test so you can get an overall picture. The other thing that's absolutely critical is the gut. The gut is even more and more proven to be an essential part of understanding someone's immune system. If you don't do a good evaluation of the gut and its immunity and how it's working, then there isn't any way that you can actually know exactly where someone's immune system is and what type of factors are actually affecting it. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that we found in the recent studies that the federal government has been doing on the gut and the gut flora and its essential role in the immune system. Also along with that is hair analysis. Hair analysis, the balance of the minerals, any type of heavy metal toxicity is very important indication of the immune system. Copper-zinc ratio is extremely important, and the hair analysis is the most accurate way at this point to actually pick that up.
Now, what are you looking for on the blood test?
The blood test, of course, we have the white blood cell counts and the breakdowns that is actually going on. Also looking at the immunoglobulins of the body. See exactly how that's doing. It gives a very good picture of the immune system. Now, we might have to do further testing, but it definitely tells us what's going on with the immune system, what the level is that the body's working at, and also tells us how to correct it.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
the Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what can a new patient expect when they come into your office?
The first thing is that's extremely important is a consultation. Mm-hmm. That's really where everything begins.
And that consultation is complimentary, free. They can come in, and the consultation's with you, mm-hmm. which is nice. Yeah,
the consultation is absolutely critical. Matter of fact, you can get 90% of your diagnosis just from the consultation.
Mm-hmm. Listening to the patient.
Listening to the patient, finding out what their concerns are, what needs to be done, how we can best help them. Having a good understanding of the complaints of the patient is absolutely critical mm-hmm. for good care. And the patient knowing that we are actually listening to them. We have very thorough intake forms that mm-hmm. are extremely helpful. Gives us quite a bit of information of what's going on into the system. After the consultation, you have to look at the diagnostics.
Okay.
You first have to understand, you know, where the patient's coming from, have an idea, but then you have to know, you know, what to do, mm-hmm. What the problem is. Mm-hmm. There is a difference on our diagnostics than from the medical diagnostics. The medical profession, as a disease care-based program, they are looking at disease states and combinations along those lines mm-hmm. to treat the symptoms. Our basis of our care is a understanding of what is the underlying cause, finding out what that is, usually caused by a break from homeostasis. Mm-hmm. And you're going to hear that word if you're listening to our radio program.
You're going to know
every
it well.
Time, mm-hmm. Because homeostasis is the basis of our practice, and homeostasis is the basis of health. And we are a health office. Mm-hmm. That is what a structure function office is. Mm-hmm. So the diagnostics are extremely thorough, probably more thorough than what you would get anywhere else. We look at very extensive blood work. We might do hair analysis, might do some evaluation of the gut because that's so important to one's health. We do a thorough cardiac evaluation. We do a thorough musculoskeletal exam. Many offices that even are into natural health are either just dealing with the functional aspect mm-hmm. or they are just dealing with the structural aspect. We are unique in that we deal with both, and both of them extremely thoroughly and extremely well.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're going to talk about the natural approach to ear infections. We are talking about the statistic is three out of four children by the age of three have had multiple ear infection.
Have had an ear infection, correct.
Wow. So what about adults? Do adults get ear infections?
Adults do get ear infections. They don't get as many just because of the angle of the eustachian tube plays the biggest role along those lines. And also adults have a different immune system. As you age, you actually switch. And because an adult's immune system wouldn't allow like a child to grow. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a different type of immune system. So once kids stop growing, then they actually switch totally what type of immune system they have. Mm-hmm. So children are more susceptible because of a weaker immune system and also because of the angle of the ears. But adults still also get ear infections, not anywhere near the same amount. But one of the things that adults actually do get is tinnitus, some vertigo, and meniere's is a combination of those. That's a severe form of vertigo. And that also is associated with eustachian tubes. We have, we're treating about 8 patients right now with tinnitus who had not been able to get that resolved and had actually been having it for several years with some excellent results. One of the biggest aspects of that is involvement of the eustachian tube. Basically, you have increased pressure in the middle ear due to blockage of the eustachian tube, and as we get that opened up, then we can get some very excellent changes in the amount of ringing in the ears. Mm-hmm. Also, the dizziness. We have people coming in with vertigo problems, and as we open up the ears and get that cleared up, then you have some very, very excellent results.
It has to be debilitating, I mean, to, you know, deal with vertigo all the time or ringing in the ears.
Yes, it's a very annoying type of thing, and especially as a lot of the people are talking about going to sleep. And we have found that, now not every case, that's the underlying cause, but majority of cases, we actually do find that the eustachian tube is a major type of issue. So finding the things that will keep that open and looking towards the gut as a major cause along those lines mm-hmm. is something that's very involved in changing that situation.
I know we have a 90-year-old patient who suffers from dizziness, and we're, you know, getting really good results.
Her caretakers can't believe the changes in just in less than a week mm-hmm. on how she's functioning, you know, her ability to move around on her own. And the eustachian tube was the major type of issue that we were talking about. So, you know, we did a neck adjustment on her. We also did the TMJ work. Mm-hmm. We're all involved, and starting on a few supplements has made all the world of difference.
Now, treating adults and then treating the children, is it the same or will it look a little different?
It's actually very much the same type of a treatment. First thing that we do is we get a child or an adult is to make sure that there isn't a misalignment of the cervical vertebrae, and we get that fixed first. Mm-hmm. As that is corrected, then we can actually see some changes. But if you don't correct that...
Now, why do you do that first? Yeah, why is that your focus?
If you don't correct that, it's the underlying pinning. If that doesn't correct, nothing else is going to really be able mm-hmm. to be fixed. Especially up around the eustachian tubes. And it's the easiest and quickest way to actually make a dramatic change in someone's health and well-being, especially, again, with the eustachian tube. So making sure that the neck is in line, specifically the atlas, is absolutely critical in any type of a ear condition. Mm-hmm. The other thing is then checking on the jaw. You need to get the jaw aligned. Again, that if that's out of place, then it will be a very, very difficult thing to make the kind of quick changes that you need to do to actually get the eustachian tubes opened up.
Now, why is that? What does the jaw have to do with the eustachian tubes?
Well, it actually will cause a constriction of mm-hmm. the muscles, tendons, ligaments around that area mm-hmm. and cause a backup of the lymphatic tissue. So as you can get that released, then you get a much quicker, longer-lasting type of a correction. Mm-hmm. The other thing is then actually getting the lymphatic tissue to drain, opening up the eustachian tube. There is a ear adjustment that we do, the eustachian tube adjustment.
You like doing that.
It is. It's actually fun. And you people go, oh, my, you know, because
they can feel it drain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going down the back of the throat, and it's an immediate type of reaction.
I can tell when I start, you know, my ears started backing up, and, you know, I'll ask you to do that adjustment. It really keeps me from getting sick. I know it does.
It definitely prevents getting the colds, illnesses, mm-hmm. any type of upper respiratory sinus infections. So opening up the eustachian tubes, also the Galbraith maneuver, diathermy, making sure the lymphatic tissue is opened up. We also have a massage therapist who specialize in working on that area.
The lymphatic.
Getting those tissues opened up and getting that release. That's an important part of the treatment. Acupuncture is extremely helpful. Mm-hmm. We get very good results. Our 95-year-old lady actually likes her acupuncture mm-hmm. Needles. She says it makes her definitely feel better.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that neat? 95 years old and
sure.
First acupuncture session.
And then
there's always first.
And then for the kids, we don't we don't need to use needles. We have electrical acupuncture and laser acupuncture that we can use with excellent results. Mm-hmm. Then also we do something called auricular therapy. And that's a microcurrent on the ears with very specific types of points. And that has a very definite relaxation method to it. We had a patient who had gotten all the different types of treatments and had some auricular, and some people find that that's actually one of the most relaxing aspects. He mm-hmm. just felt absolutely, just commented several times on how much better he felt after
his
auricular.
Now, why is that important? You know, does stress play a part in our immune system?
It does. The auricular therapy, basically anything that has to do with the brain function. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is we're actually, when we work on the auricular, is actually rewire the brain, the nervous system. Mm-hmm. It actually will cause the muscles to relax through the jaw, the neck, shoulders, all those types of areas. And when you can get some relaxation and some release in there, in whatever way that you do that, then you get a drainage of the lymph system, which opens up the area and gets those dramatic changes. So auricular is another thing.
Why does stress affect our... I mean, we're going to have stress. We've talked about this.
Sure.
But it matters how we're coping with it.
Right. A good balance of stress is 20% stress in our lives, 80% more of a relaxation. Mm-hmm. You know, the fight, flight, the rest and digest pattern on that, sympathetic, parasympathetic. Problem is people get stuck in the sympathetic mode, mm-hmm. Constant tension along those lines, and as you do that, then you never get that relaxation back in there, and that will get stuck in it, and it will age you, it will cause a weakening of the immune system, the muscles tense up, and you're much more susceptible to anything and everything that comes along.
Well, I want to make sure before the end of the show we get to talk about supplementation.
Sure.
We have about 3 minutes, so I want to make sure that is a very important part of what you do at the Prather Wellness Center.
The homeopathic formula on that is called ABC, aconite, belladonna, and chamomile. Mm-hmm. It's been around forever as a homeopathic combination for eustachian tubes mm-hmm. and for the ears.
ABC.
ABC. And we have many a mom who has suffered through ear infections. That's a very important part of their pharmaceuticals in their cabinet, natural ones. You can give it to children at any age without any side effects. Mm-hmm. Homeopathy for treatment of children is the preferred means of treatments, because anytime that you're using a pharmaceutical, you run the risk of problems for children. Mm-hmm. Children shouldn't be treated with pharmaceuticals unless it's an emergency. Homeopathy is a very good alternative on that. There are actually 3,000 classical homeopathic remedies, which we have access to all of those, all the different types of settings, and we can go through and find out exactly which one is going to work for your particular child.
Mm-hmm. It's great. There's no side effects. And children really know. One of our employees has a child, and he woke up, not feeling great, and mm-hmm. he knew exactly what he needed. He went and got the elderberry sea syrup,
right.
Picked those out. I mean, kids are so
intuitive.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, like animals, they respond very quickly. I've had many a veterinarian say, well, I know that this stuff works because it works on my animals, and I know it's not placebo for them because they don't really care what I do.
Right.
Because they were talking about that.
Being a placebo, yeah.
And having all those different types of, and we're very, very thoroughly trained in all the homeopathics. The belladonna is great for fevers. That should be a part of anyone's pharmaceuticals and their in their belladonna in a homeopathic form is excellent for reducing fevers. There's a whole bunch of others. A common thing that we give is pulsatilla for children with ear problems also. But there's a whole combination of those depending on exactly what the symptoms are on which one we give. So we have those all available, and we can give those. As you were talking about, there's a, you know, when you're talking about elderberry sea syrup, that's an herbal remedy, which we also carry all the different types of herbs. Herbal formulas are very good for helping to boost the immune system during viruses. You know, there's a whole host of things that we use for the
And we're very individualized.
And we can check those out. And you know, just for viruses alone in our office, we have 30 different products in there that we can actually utilize to get those viruses under control. And they work amazingly well. We get very excellent blood changes on that. All that, of course, the basic nutritionals, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin A, all essential.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, Dr. Prather.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Healthy Habits from the Prather Practice is a natural weight loss program with a proven success rate. Healthy Habits is an individualized program that is tailored to each patient's needs. Healthy Habits is not a trendy diet. The program actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning. The Healthy Habits program includes concentrated vitamins and minerals that help you to burn fat and feel more energetic. Healthy Habits provides support from a counselor and exercise physiologist in order to maximize your results and help you create new healthy habits in your life. This program even helped our own Dr. Prather to lose 24 pounds and shed 4 inches from his waist in just 12 days. Schedule your consultation with a Healthy Habits counselor at the Prather Practice at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048 or on the web at the Voice of Health Radio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.